You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Hello.
Hello, is this Carter?
Yes. Yeah, this is Carter. Who may I ask is calling?
Hi, Carter. This is Mike Wheaton, actor. We worked together on the photo spread you did with me for GQ about 8 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yes. Hey. Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm glad you picked up. I'm glad you still have the same number. I have your card from that spread, which, again, came out great. I know it was 8 years ago and whatever, but, yeah, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just kind of working on some tax stuff here, doing some filing and making sure all my T's are crossed and the I's are dotted.
Great.
Is there something I can help you with?
Well, as you may know, my career has hit the skids. I'm not embarrassed to admit that things have kind of hit a pretty rocky point for me.
Uh-huh.
And I just think I wanted to, like, do some sort of personal photo spread to get myself back out there. You know what I mean? The magazines aren't calling. But maybe just remind everyone what I'm capable of, you know? I mean, a couple big bombs in a row, and it's like I never made some of the great movies I made, you know?
I'm sorry to do this to you. Who are you again? Just one more reminder.
It's Mike. Mike Wheaton. You must remember me. I was in the I was the GQ spread about me was like rising star. We did the whole shoot kind of like on the moon.
Uh huh. Oh, you're the actor. You're the actor.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, hey, best of luck to you. I hope that things fire back up. You know, it's a tough business. Things go up, things go down, but you just got to stay hungry.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I'm a little sad that you don't remember me, both from the shoot and just from my career, you know, and I'm even just like, whoa, this has been quite an 8 years, you know.
Right.
The pandemic hurt a lot of people, but I think career-wise, it really hurt me because I was just about to make a film that ended up getting canned, you know.
Right, right. It got into can.
No, it got canned. I wish. No, yeah. So it went in the can. The
I see.
Can.
Trashed. I see. Well, you know, something that did come out of the pandemic that I thought was great was a lot of new technology, a lot of ways to sort of make your own thing. So, you know, it's a lot easier to make your own thing. And I think, you know, opportunities have actually gone up in that area. So you should be all set.
And that is where we're on the same page. Why do I need to wait for GQ to do a spread on me?
You keep saying G Crew, which is which is nothing.
I think what's happening is I was just in an argument with J Crew on their return policy, and so I think that I'm in my head about that.
What happened? Their clothes don't fit like they say they should.
That's exactly right.
You buy an extra large from them and they all fit like a child small?
That's exactly right. And of course, my body has changed in the past 8 years in some mm-hmm. ways that I feel like I could be healthier. But sure. I do believe, it sounds like you've had the same fight as me with J. Crew.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the way they cut their clothes, I guess. Yeah.
I said to the guy on the phone, I feel like I bought this in the
so
J.
What exactly
Crew boys
do you
section.
Need- What exactly do you need from me?
Carter, that photo spread Rising Star for J. Crew
uh-huh.
put me on the, GQ, put me on the map. And I loved working with you, and I would love to do a photo spread kind of on spec, you and me. And
right.
I put it on my website, I email some publicists, and we just get me back on the scene.
I have to, can I be fully honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. That is so sad. And it's going to reek. It's going to reek of sadness. You can't take publicity photos for nothing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. I've done this before. I've been down this road before. You take publicity photos, you put them on Instagram, people go to click through and see what it's from. Mm-hmm. They realize it's nothing. And then they go, oh, this person's a faker and a liar. We can't do this. I'm not willing to do this. I'm so sorry.
What you're presenting to me, and I'm glad I called you because this is a great perspective, but to me, that's more of a challenge than a no. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a mountain to be climbed.
So you want these pictures to look so good that people think you're actually working.
Yeah, and just to remind them about me because I can't call up, Maxim right. or GQ or whoever and say, put me on your cover. But if people just, you know, sometimes you just see somebody and you go, oh, I like him. Where's he been? Brendan Fraser's getting that right now.
Right, right. Well, and let's remember, your Maxim cover was the worst edition they've ever made. It's the least sold and the least popular. It almost shut down the magazine.
I remember.
Okay, great. So we're on the same page that. There. Okay, we're on the same
Carter,
page.
Yeah, Carter, I remember that.
Okay, I just want to be on the same page because if we are talking business, which I really don't want to, then we have to be honest about where we're at.
Sure. So what's the take, you know? And I'm hearing that you're not super excited about this. I, by the way, loved your spread of Michelle Obama and Jill Biden. I thought you, like, made them look so, dignified but cool in a way that I think you could do the same thing for me, you know?
Thank you.
I saw your name on that, and I said, I got to call this guy.
Well, here's the issue that I feel like we're missing on is I am taking pictures of people who are in the middle of a moment, you know, yeah. who have anything going on that, again, the picture would sort of be for. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nobody likes to see a picture of somebody, honestly, I hate to think of it this way, but who doesn't deserve it? If you don't deserve to be on film, it really turns people off that you are, you know, especially if it's a nice thing. I mean, I think, and again, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, and I really don't, you know, because I'm an artist as well. I'm in the business. It's tough. I think at your level, you're probably looking more for just like a blurry camera phone shot or like a shot of you crossing the street from, you know, a selfie type of thing. You know, maybe start there, work your way up.
Yeah, you think that my way back into the world is just a picture of me crossing the street, huh? That's like kind of where I am career-wise?
Well, I mean, I just think you can't jump up all 10 steps at once. You know, you got to go one step at a time. So maybe it's getting back out there, putting yourself on Instagram once. Then maybe you go to a 7-Eleven and take a picture of yourself on the CCTV. You know, that's like funny, but you're in the world. It's real. Then maybe you do a short film, maybe even a student film where you have to pay them. You know what I mean? Because then you get a little more experience. They need help on their film. You're back. You're active. Maybe 10, 12 years, one of them gets a real good job and they'll hire you there. The tough part is, as a photographer, I don't really have a lot of power. I shoot who they tell me to shoot when it makes sense. You can't really start a career from the photo.
Restart, right?
Yes, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm not trying to dog you here. You're absolutely right. Restart. Now that I know who you are, I do remember you had quite a heyday. And I'm sorry that this is where you're at now. And
thank you.
Yeah. Look,
I really, it's sometimes, and this is kind of why I think I dropped, is because I had too many yes men around me. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's good to hear this from you because I think that part of my film that got canned is when I heard The Whale was being made, mm-hmm. I pretty quickly was like, oh, I get it, and tried to make Pig. And I put myself in a big suit and was like, this will be my Oscar bait and it'll be me versus Fraser. And too many people around me said yes, I think. I wish I had you around for that.
Yeah, there was clearly a lot of yes in that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an old, first of all, it just didn't really look right. It was an old Barney costume that you had painted pink.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it doesn't really look like a pig. It just looks like a fleshy dinosaur.
Yeah, and I was disappointed to learn that in The Whale, he's not playing like a walking whale man.
No.
He's just, I was a half man, half pig kind of situation, mm-hmm. but in the purple Barney suit, which, by the way, Barney's litigious. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, God.
That so might... I've lost a bit. Can Daddy, I pitch you a photo spread?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Would you mind?
Yeah, listen, I don't want to do my taxes right now anyway. Go ahead.
And maybe we can make you a little money to if you have to pay some taxes.
Sure,
is what I'm gunning for here. When you were saying, like, there's no story with me, there's nothing going on,
mm-hmm.
it flashed in my mind, what about something where you see the headline and it's like, Mike Wheaton, not done yet, you know, because I'm not done yet.
Right.
And the photo is me on the toilet and you're opening the door and I'm kind of like holding you off, like, I'm not done yet in here.
Uh-huh. So would we be seeing your face or just sort of like your hand?
Huh.
Because maybe if the door is fully open, it's going to be pretty graphic. You know what I mean? Unless you have some sort of you're maybe eating a meal on the toilet and you have a table in front of you, or I don't know, I'm just spitballing here.
Right, the table to kind of block the embarrassing parts of my body.
Yeah, the penis.
I guess if we could find a table to block my penis, I think me eating a meal on the toilet, maybe people will be like, is he not done eating the meal yet or not done using the toilet?
Well, that's interesting because, yeah, that's interesting.
When really the message is like, I'm not done with
acting.
Hollywood.
You want to act again. Can I ask, what kind of project are you looking to get into? Because maybe that can... You know, if we're typically, if we're promoting Jurassic Park, we do some sort of Jurassic photo shoot. What kind of milieu are you looking to live in?
Last of Us, Succession, The Bear, you know, some
extremely
sort of
different, three extremely different choices.
They're all really popular. You know what I mean? People really like them, which I like about that.
Right, right, right.
I have a script I could send you, and maybe we could kind of build a shoot around the script.
Sure. Yeah, I would love that. Yeah, can you forward that to me?
Yeah, it'll be a few hours. I think there's just a few little kinks I need to work out just to, and make sure the formatting's good. But yeah,
so you
I'll have
an
that
idea
to you
for
by
a
end
script.
Of day.
You have an idea for a script. I've done that before. Yeah, I know.
I'll have it to you end of day.
You didn't think I would accept your script offer because nobody ever does. Hey, and don't write the fastest script of your life. Don't write the fastest script of your life and send it to me by 5. Please don't.
They wrote Cabin in the Woods over a weekend. You know what I mean?
So right, and you have 45 minutes. Don't. I'm just telling you, it's going to go straight into the trash can if you send it over to me. Don't have it messengered. It will be a waste of money.
I think this is what I love about you is you're so direct, and this is what worked so well about the shoot is I pitched you so many what I thought were great ideas on our last shoot, and you really shut them down.
A lot of people think that. Yeah, a lot of people think that they can sort of walk onto a photo set and say what looks good in a picture, but they just don't know. They don't know what my depth of field is. They don't know what my field of view is. They don't know what camera I'm using. It's all over the place.
You okay?
Sorry, I just burnt my mouth on some hot tea.
Oh, yeah? Are you all right?
It was worth it. It was really worth it. It's a very nice tea.
I'm noticing your voice is very soothed.
Yes.
And as an actor, you pay attention to stuff like that.
Wow, well, thank you. I feel a little buttered up. Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
Since I've got you on the phone, I feel a little rude calling and just asking you to do me a favor. How's your wife? Are you still working kind of in tandem on shoots and stuff?
Yeah, she's doing good. You know, Marjorie is a wonderful, wonderful camera assistant who has now taken the reins herself. We sort of switch off, and now she's the photographer, and I'll be her assistant, and vice versa. You know, I like playing the assistant role sometimes, and it's nice to have someone who has your back. So We're doing good. She's doing good. And, you know, just busy, 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 busy. I'm doing all the taxes because she's actually out busy working today.
Oh, she's out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because when you said maybe she shot stuff too, I was thinking maybe you could pitch her not done yet and see what she thought about it. Because maybe it's right. Just a taste thing and it's more up her alley.
Right. I don't know. She's working on mostly big accounts right now. She's doing a thing with like Lexus and LeBron James.
Whoa.
So I don't know if she's looking to like jumpstart, I guess. Okay. She's really, it's funny. She's actually taken some of the bigger jobs, I guess not from me, but instead of me, you know?
Mm. How does that make you feel? I mean, I would be, as a guy who's lost bigger jobs to partners repeatedly, I would be disappointed in that.
Right. No, I support it. You know, we're in the same team and it comes back to the same household, you know? So regardless of who brings home the bacon, we're both eating it.
Yeah.
We just take turns cooking it up, you know?
I remember on the shoot, I think you were wearing a LeBron jersey. This would have been around when the Cavs won the title.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And she was telling a story about how you got that, and she was like, why do you have some guy named James's name on your shirt? And you had to be like, it's LeBron James. And she was like, I don't know who that is.
Right.
And now she gets to work with him. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess she knows who he is now.
Yeah, she does. I guess I'm a little jealous. I should have maybe fought harder for that job, but I'm proud of her. You know, we all got to take turns letting each other do the thing. You know, I had my turn a while ago, and I'm happy to take a turn doing something else.
Yeah, it's not an angry tea you're drinking, right? The tea, the hot tea isn't a representation of your inner fire.
No. It's soothing. I'm having a nice little morning, you know? It's just sort of doing some logistical work at home and chilling out. I'm actually, it's nice to have the break, you know?
Good.
Yeah. I might take a little nap today and, I don't know, just sort of cruise the internet for a while and,
nap, just, I mean, if you could picture a big idea bulb above my head, where it's a spread and I'm sleeping kind of in my Scrooge sleepy outfit, not my, but in this image just to indicate that I'm a sleepy guy.
Okay. Me, yes.
But I'm like waking up and on top, it's like, he's awake or like, he's back, you know?
He's awake, yeah. Like he's awake.
He's awake. Well, so people, like the image is like, oh, he's been asleep for the past 8 years.
Dormant,
but now he's waking up and it's almost ominous. You know, it's like they're here.
That's interesting. And yeah, so it would be you looking like Scrooge. I get the feeling that people might confuse it as like a little bit of a Christmas thing.
Yeah.
You know.
What about is there this? Any other way to indicate
I'm actually a little bit inspired by this.
Right.
Maybe we can get some people involved, get some hype around you. What about you coming out of a cave, several real bears behind you?
Okay.
Hibernation no more. Coming out of hibernation.
Hibernation no more.
And make it seem like it was your choice. You've been taking a break. You wanted to get away from Hollywood. You couldn't handle the pressure. You had the mental breakdown. They didn't kick you out. You went into a cave with a bunch of bears.
Yes.
You could be gay. You could come out as gay.
I'm not, but it's interesting for the spread, you know. Am I allowed to just, for a photo spread, tell that story? And then people, if they ask me, like, oh, were you coming out of the closet? And I was like, no, I was coming out of the cave. In the photo spread, I'm gay, but in real life, I'm not.
I like that idea. I think in the photo spread, you'd be gay.
Because I'm not a bear either, you know?
Right, yeah, yeah. But you're sleeping with the bears. That's kind of the ironic part.
You're right, exactly. So, like, maybe it's me. I'm loving this.
Really ironic if you're not gay. Really ironic.
Yeah, and because bear is also a term in that community for men. Who are hairy and kind of bigger. And so we could maybe cover me in fake hair and stuff.
I think that'd be a beautiful photo.
Wow.
This should jumpstart your career, no problem. You cover you in fake hair, take a picture of you in a cave, and then put it on the internet like it's in Rolling Stone.
Yes,
we make
exactly.
We make a fake logo, the whole thing.
Yes.
But here's the thing. This actually is starting to sound creatively pretty interesting to me, maybe even fulfilling.
Okay.
But I don't want my name attached to this. If I decide to work with you and we're still in if territory, big if, you're going to have to sign an NH and an NDA.
Okay.
An NDA is a non-disclosure agreement.
And it's going to ask about an NH.
It's a never happened. Okay. You have to never, you have to pretend it never happened. You don't know me. You have to forget me from the first shoot. And I'm confident this will work, but you just can't know me.
I've actually signed several NDAs, and I think they were NHs, now that you bring them up, with some of the PAs whose lawsuits I had to settle. Mm-hmm. There was the one who brought me the coffee that was too hot, and so I let him know how hot it was physically, you know?
Right, yeah, his face will never be the same.
That's what they said in court.
That was evidence.
That was the evidence, yeah. And I kind of said, we don't know. I brought up some pictures. It was like his face was kind of like this already, and that I lost goodwill for that. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Right, right.
But you wouldn't be surprised how often I'm signing NDAs and people are requesting that nobody knows we work together. So I am comfortable with that.
Good.
And when people do ask, it'll just be mysterious, and I'll just be like, I'll never tell, you know, because they'll be asking.
That's interesting. Yeah, I bet they will. I bet they will go like, well, this is weird. I don't understand the reason for the photo, but the quality is high. You must have gotten someone good.
Yes.
So I like that, but you can never tell them that I worked with you.
I'll sign whatever you want. We can get the lawyers involved, whatever works.
Okay. Well, you do have my interest piqued. Normally I'm on set with people who are, you know, in the throes of success, right in the middle of being as happy as they've ever been.
I've been there.
And this will be, no, you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who are really successful, people who are really on top of the world. They have people's respect. People are interested. No, trust me, you don't know what I'm talking about. People like these guys or ladies or whoever it is, you know, it's anybody, but it's like
those were the days.
You've never been where I'm talking about. It's the place where you are not at the top of the mountain, but the next step is that crescendo. The next step is you don't trust me. You have no clue what I mean. I'm talking Heath Ledger, the day before the Joker came out in costume.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know about that. I am talking Warren Beatty, the day after Bullworth came out. You don't know about this. You don't know about this.
I mean, those were the days, I think I do, but just for Bullworth, do you remember? I mean, Beatty was back, and that's what I'm looking for, is people had forgotten about Beatty, and then Bullworth comes out, and it's like, wait a second.
This guy's
ghetto
cool?
Superstar?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I mean, everybody wants that turn for sure. I hate to do this. Can we talk budget? Because as a photographer, I can't just, I'm an artist. You know, I can't just do my art for free.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do it at a rate that people are going to learn that I'll work for that amount.
How much
are you willing to spend?
I just want to look at, you know, what's the least amount of bears you think we, because I just want to kind of line item this out.
Right.
The least amount of bears we can get away with. Well, and still convey the image that I'm coming out of the cave and also out of the closet in the photo.
We could probably do it with one bear, shoot him a couple different ways and sort of compile behind.
Yes.
But I'd really feel a lot better if we had 10 or so live bears that were hungry.
And they need to be hungry, like, in your experience, because...
Just motivation. Motivation. We need to see the fear in your eyes. We need to see the hunger in their lips. Because bears can really articulate those lips, which is beautiful to see. Mm-hmm. You ever seen a bear growl, and they're also going... And it's just beautiful. It's, you know, it's, you got to see what I'm talking about to see what I'm talking about. But
no,
so I think we're looking at what, 10 grand per bear. So that's like 100 grand to get started. We'll obviously need to find a cave rental, lights in the cave. We'll need to drill to set up electric in the cave.
Well, we'll need permits if we're going to be drilling into public space like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. We don't want to steal the cave. So probably, we're probably looking at like 152. Yeah, 150, 200,000. Then my rate, probably like 350. Okay. I think we could get this thing done easy for like 4.25.
4.125 million? Or
400, 400, 400, and yeah.
Okay, $425,000. That's a lot of money. I mean,
yes, yeah.
And you do have to spend money to make money, you know. But I'm wondering if there's anywhere we could kind of cut some costs. A soundstage instead of a cave.
Well, one of the places that I find cuts a surprising amount of cost is Crafty. Everybody likes to eat on set. Everybody needs to be comfortable and full on set. So if you wanted to do the Crafty, we could probably cut out, you know, 60 grand.
You think it's going to be 60 grand just for the craft?
Well, we're going to have agency on set. They like salmon, you know, so it's high quality stuff. You're going to have to make a big run to Whole Foods and bring a grill and all that stuff, but it'll save you a lot of money.
Is the agency you're imagining a bunch of bears, or do they just also happen to like salmon?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, we're gonna need salmon for the bears for sure, but we're also gonna need salmon for the agency. I mean, they do, okay. These guys do not eat chicken.
Jesus, just money-wise,
they're big on omega-3s.
Money-wise, I'm gonna be pretty upfront with you here. I have already spent a lot to get my image back. I drive around town in a ghost. What kind of car is that? A Bentley?
Uh-huh.
I am Airbnb-ing a house in the Hollywood Hills just to be kind of seen. And I have not worked since pre-pandemic, if you remember.
Yeah.
So this is all on credit.
Uh-oh.
And I know I'm going to make the money. I just need somebody to see that I am coming out of the cave and out of the closet in the photo spread. But
I'm coming out of the cave and I've been doing just fine.
Mr. Brightside.
That could be good. You could do some sort of, you know, maybe Mr. Brightside.
Maybe so we pair with the shoot some sort of parody music video where I'm doing Mr. Brightside.
That could be good. That could be good. It's going to bump the cost a little bit, but...
Coming out of the cave and I've been doing just fine. Gotta eat fish because I'm a bear. I'm gay. Something like that.
That's exactly the message you want to put out there because you want to give people different reasons to like you.
Yeah.
You're talking of many different populations right there. You know?
Okay.
That's great.
Great. I'm going to riff on that. So maybe I'll get you the script by tomorrow morning because I also just want to make
I've been coming out of my cave. I've been doing just fine and I'm gay and what was it?
Let's see.
You're eating salmon.
I lost
it. So you're chomping on a big salmon stick. You got a big salmon on a stick.
Started out with a fish. How did I end up also gay? It was only a fish, and I am also a bear.
I love this. I will do this pro bono. We're making it. Absolutely.
Okay.
But you have to start doing music.
Got it. Okay, yeah, I'll have to learn the music. I don't know. Okay, yeah, I have to become a musician for this to work out. So that's great. That's part of my comeback. It's like Jeremy Renner was in a band, you know? What's his name?
Oh, and then we can get you in a big accident for sympathy.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we'll have bears, so maybe we can kind of make the accident happen. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to spend up to a year in rehab physically to get my career back on the tracks. I got a taste of success, and I miss it so bad. These parties, I mean, you've been. I was going to parties, and I was seeing The Weeknd before my very eyes.
Cool.
Ariana Grande, you know.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's do it.
I miss
it
so bad.
I'm in. I'm excited. I can feel your excitement. You still got to make sure this never happened and nobody ever hears about it. But sure. I am thrilled to be working on one of the weirdest. Oh my God, I'm so thrilled. I had a little bit of acid reflux.
Oh,
I'm so thrilled to be working on this project with one of the weirdest guys I didn't remember until today.
I will take that in the spirit that it's intended, and I will take the part of it that is exciting, which is the thrill. I'm thrilled also, Carter. You are, to be honest, not the first photographer I called. I got a lot of negative feedback,
what?
And I'm so glad you stayed on the line.
What?
I'm just saying this in a good way. I'm so glad I ended up calling you. I'm so glad those people said no.
All right. Yeah, me too.
Okay. I'm Mr. Gay Bear.
This is a hit. This is a huge hit.
I'm back. It'll be like I never tossed coffee on that kid. It'll be like I never accidentally ran over Evangeline Lilly. It's all happening. I can feel it. My music career, my acting career. This is huge. Thank you, Carter.
Don't forget getting caught stalking John Cena.
Okay.
I don't think it'll be like that didn't happen. I think people remember that. That was pretty big on TMZ.
People remember that, but that was to figure out how he got that role in Blockers that I thought I was pretty right for. You know,
right.
Physically, he makes no sense in a comedy, right. Unless the joke is what he looks like.
I agree with you. But hey, we got to let people work and just live their lives.
Fucking John Cena.
All right. Well, why don't you hit me up when we have a plan and a budget and send me the location and the script. And again, the script doesn't have to be in by today at 5. If you haven't started, no problem.
I'll probably go back and forth between the script and the song just because I feel the creative juices flowing a little bit on Mr. Gay Bear. So I'll probably start with that, and then I'll get back into the script.
Good. Well, hey, thanks for taking every idea I had. Thanks for saying yes to it.
Carter, thank you for being so creative. This is going to go really well.
It's going to go. It's for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, man.
Honey, I've just been lying to this guy for 20 minutes. We got to change our phone number.